How many hours of sleep are you getting? Is it vary greatly from 2 or 3 hours during the week and 12 hours on the weekend? Eating habits, what you're eating. Are you eating too little? Are you eating too much? Are you tending to focus more on unhealthy foods versus more healthy foods, or a balance? Are you getting exercise? Are you going outside? Are you doing things in your home? Are you working out with your kids? Trying to get back to routine, even though your routine has changed, there's still an opportunity here to have a routine. Build and maintain your support system. One of the things that we've been hearing a lot about from people is having more contact with friends from school or college or work that maybe they haven't had that much contact with, and that's increasing, which is a good thing. So looking at ways to increase that through Zoom, Skype, FaceTime, being able to take timeouts from your family. If you have one or two parents working from home, you have kids at home, they're not in daycare, they're not in school, it can get pretty overwhelming at times. So being able to kind of set up separate spaces in your home, as well as being able to have some distance from one another at times. Being aware of your consumption of alcohol and maybe other habits that could cause stress, cause family tension. Noticing if you're feeling more depressed or anxious after you've been on social media, if you've been watching the news all day, considering watching less or maybe focusing more on the local news versus the national news, limiting how much or once a day or less at this point. If you're feeling pretty okay and supported, we would really ask that you reach out to people around you and check on them.